Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 108 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on this show is basically going to be news.
A lot of news.
We're going to kick it off with the new TNA Marvel line, or Toy Biz line. This is about the only line you will not hear me complain about Toy Biz.
Yes, that is correct.
And we're going to round it out with... Actually, we only have one listener question this week, and that's about it.
Yeah, so it's a pretty news-heavy episode.
Extremely news-heavy. Scott, the best way that everyone can support this show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net, pick up that Fully Posable Goes Retro, Fully Posable Classically Jacked, or the Wrestle Figure Fest t-shirt. You can get that in a bunch of different colors. And Scott, what's the latest update regarding the Hasbro shirt?
Yes, sir. The Hasbro shirt. You can currently go over to Pro Wrestling Tees and purchase your shirt. But here's the thing. It's only available right now in black. There are no other colors available. You can only get it in black at Pro Wrestling Tees. However, we're waiting on What a Maneuver to get the shirt up. And when it goes up, you'll be able to get the shirt in every color Hasbro card. So if you want it in straight... Oh, also in black on What a Maneuver, of course. So right now, if you're cool with just having it in black, head over to Pro Wrestling Tees. The shirt is up. You can purchase it. I believe it's $22.99. And if you want the colored shirt, either blue, purple, red, we actually did an orange for you you fans of the never-released orange card. You can get an orange one. A bunch of different colors of it, including black. If you can wait, What a Maneuver will have that shirt up very, very soon, if not by the time you're listening to this podcast. So stay tuned to our Twitter, and we'll put up links, of course. But if you need the shirt right at this moment, head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees. They have it available for you.
Over at Pro Wrestling Tees, they have tank top, long sleeve, and just your regular t-shirt. Over at What a Maneuver, they have hoodies, tank tops, t-shirts, women's tees, V-necks, all that stuff. They even have toddlers over at What a Maneuver. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Pro Wrestling Tees will soon also. They are going to be opening up a baby store or like a kid's store. So Pro Wrestling Tees will have that as well. But yeah, just give it. I really don't know when What a Maneuver is going to have the shirt up, but it will be soon. But if you're okay with having it in just black and you're cool with Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirts, then head on over. Pick it up now. It's ready to go.
You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable WFP. You can go back to and listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. Scott, this week it comes in from Indy McGrath. The title of this one is Wrestling Figure, and then it cuts off, so it just says Wrestling Figure. It says, "This show rules so much. If you are someone that goes to Toys R Us on your lunch break to try to find that Mattel Elite you've been chasing, then this is the podcast for you. Great dose of figure nostalgia as well." Thank you, Indy McGrath. We appreciate that, man.
Thank you. And hopefully we had a chance to clear up some IBS issues you might have been having. our podcast has been known to do that. So hopefully that worked for you as well.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. We're not FDA approved or anything, but we've been told.
Well, we should say if anyone has IBS, not just Indy McGrath, dude.
Well, yeah, not just that person. Of course. Of course.
You can send us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, toy spotting. Did you do any?
I did. I only hit up one spot. We hit up our local Target. And unfortunately, they were loaded up with Oscars and Roddy Pipers. They still had the Revival NXT Elites, and that was pretty much it. They had a few basics, but unfortunately, no Gargano, no Ciampa, no Authors of Pain. I am still on the hunt for those, so it was quite a disappointing Target trip. But off topic of wrestling figures, just really quick. We found a really nice employee there. My daughter loves to collect the LOLs, as one of our good listeners, Mike, knows. He's the one that helped me out at Christmas. We have found a really, really cool employee. Peyton's been looking for the confetti pop LOLs. So if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've got a little girl that collects the LOLs, Peyton's been looking hot and heavy for those confetti pops or confetti pop LOLs. So we went down that aisle and they had an empty box sitting there and they didn't have any LOLs inside of it. So we grabbed the empty box. I'm like, let's go find somebody. So we walked around the store. We kind of walked around like the toy section. We went around electronics and then over by the sporting goods and found a really nice lady. She walked over with us, scanned the barcode, said, give me a minute, I'll be right back. Went in the back and, like, I don't know, 3 minutes later came walking out with a full box of LOL confetti pops. And just to see Peyton pop, just to see her excitement, dude, took me all the way back to Hayward Toys R Us when Barb would bring out a full box of LJNs and we'd pull out all the ones we needed. It was just great to watch her reaction. So a cool bit of toy spotting, but it wasn't mine, unfortunately. But Peyton had a blast, dude. It was so awesome.
Welcome to the Fully Posable LOL podcast.
Yes, we'll be discussing confetti pops and series two this week.
Oh man, I gotta tell you, we'll jump into my toy spot. We did do toy spotting, but it was on our way back from when we all had dinner, family dinner on Saturday night.
Oh right.
And so we stopped off at Target in Dublin, the big one off the side of the freeway over by the BJ's restaurant.
Yes.
So we go in and I go immediately over to the wrestling figure aisle, no Gargano or Ciampa, but there's a cart filled with boxes. And so I'm looking at the cart and I see a couple Mattel things. And then one was like NXT ring. It was the NXT ring with Finn Balor.
Right.
But then there was one that said retros.
Oh.
And so my eyes got big and I'm like, no, the next series of retros isn't supposed to be out now. This is Seth and Goldberg. So I walk over and here's the funny part. So the editor has looked at boxes on the cart, but she's never gotten her keys out and popped open a box.
Oh yeah. You're living dangerously when you do that.
Yep. So I got my keys out, popped open the box and the editor takes off. Like, she's like, I can't be around this. Like, I don't want to be getting in trouble.
Like, she's your accomplice at a robbery.
Dude, seriously. So she like bolted off somewhere. I don't know. But sure enough, it was the Seth and Goldberg series with AJ.
You got to open a case though. That's awesome.
Dude, I know. That was kind of cool. I haven't done that in a while. Actually, the last time I did it was NXT Series 1 over at Target in Alameda. But it was funny, dude, like to see her kind of run a little bit. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be doing this. And she takes off, dude.
I can't be a party to this. I'm out of here.
So Saturday, we also went up to one more Target in hopes to find Gargano and Ciampa. Nothing, dude. Nothing out here. Sunday was Super Bowl, so we didn't do anything that day. But I do have to say that Big Dave got me the Mean Gene Okerlund from Livermore Walmart.
Yeah, Big Dave came through big time.
Dude, that figure is so good. I'm not talking about just the jacket and the light. Just the face scan on that figure is just excellent.
Yep.
It is absolutely excellent. I'll look past all the molded stuff and you got to pop off his arms like he has leprosy and stuff like that to put on the other jacket.
Yes.
But Mattel did a great job and that figure is already starting to crack figure. I'm not going to say figure of the year, but it's in the top 10 list as of right now. We got a long ways to go, but
yeah, definitely. You're absolutely right. Mattel just hit an absolute home run on that figure. It looks great.
I also received the ringside makeup for the damaged Shawn Michaels that we are giving away. And I thank you guys over there. Each figure that they sent over was in a figure defender box. And I got to say, I actually kind of like the figure defenders. They're pretty cool.
Are they really?
They are kind of cool. Each figure came in pristine, like absolutely pristine. No bends or anything. So I do
Beautiful.
Thank you guys. I do thank you guys over at ringside.
Beautiful. Yeah, one of the main benefits I think of the figure defenders, at least for me, would be to keep the dust off of the figures when you're pinning them up, or when after you've pinned them up on the wall.
100%.
Dust tends to settle. Yeah, dust tends to settle on the top of that. So the figure defender I think would be great just to keep dust off of your figures. But again, to reiterate, you know, ringside made it right. I'm glad you contacted them, or they contacted you. You guys played nice. Everything's cool. We all know now that there is no conspiracy theory in place that Ringside is sending out damaged figures to push their figure defenders. That is not the case. If anyone thought so, sorry. Totally not the case. But, Jeff, A plus on the figure defenders? B plus? C plus? What grade are you giving these things?
What do you mean? Like, as far as protection and all that stuff?
Yeah. How does it display? Does it look good? Are you catching any crazy glares off of it?
Not at all.
Do your figures display great?
The figures look good.
There you go. Done deal.
Done deal, pal.
Done deal, loose cannon.
What do you mean by that, dude?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Scott, the reason that we've only got nostalgia segment and listener segment is because this news is chaotic. It's almost like Toy Fair just happened.
Yeah, you better get a drink of water. Start prepping the vocal cords. This new segment's going to go Broadway.
You didn't know?
Scott, we're going to start the news off with FTC news. What you got?
Yeah, we're flipping the script a little bit this week because we've got very little FTC and Funko and a whole slew of Mattel news. For FTC, what we have is a reveal of Jeff Cobb. So we've gotten the first real look at Jeff Cobb. Previously, they released just kind of his head scan and then a sketch of what his outfit was going to look like. But now we've seen kind of from head to waist, and I think it's a cool looking figure. I really dig it. Awesome athlete and really cool looking figure. I like the Jeff Cobb figure a lot.
I saw the Jeff Cobb yesterday, and I'll be honest, I wasn't a fan. With that said, today, when I was putting the show notes together, I went back to look at the Jeff Cobb, and I was like, you know what? It's not that bad. It's actually better than what I originally thought. And I don't know if I got caught up in the middle of the day and I saw it real quick or just kind of skimmed past it and all that stuff. But when I actually examined it today, I actually really liked it. Now, also with that said, if Jeff Cobb has that at APW, All Pro Wrestling, I'm going to buy the figure and I'm going to have him autograph it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I do like the figure after a longer look at it. I do like it. I do like the cloth singlet. If he has it at All Pro Wrestling, I'm definitely purchasing it.
Yeah, agree. 100%. I really do like that figure.
And I will say this. Everyone needs and pay attention to FTC's Twitter this week. I'm going to leave it at that.
Ooh, teaser.
Yeah.
I like it.
Scott, Funko, what else you got?
Funko, they announced that there will be a Sting and Luger 2-pack. So I'm guessing that it's going to be like a late 80s Sting and Luger from when they were kind of tagging up. And it'll be Surfer Sting and Luger from when he was a face battling the Four Horsemen.
Buying it.
Yeah, that's a purchase right there. A Sting Funko from Surfer Sting era, absolutely purchasing. Even if they do have to include Luger with it. Haha, just kidding. Just kidding. In case you're listening, Lex Luger, I'm just joking.
Dude, I forgot to mention in my Toy Spot news, Tuesday night, the editor and I went down to Alameda Card Shop, and I asked them if they could pre-order the Naito figure that we've been seeing in that preview magazine.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and did they do it?
I have that coming to me, I'm hoping, by May or June.
Sweet. Any word on the Omega?
Nothing. Nothing
okay.
yet.
Okay.
But, dude, I was so stoked. I asked the lady, I said, do you have the preview magazine? She goes, I don't have it with me. And unfortunately, my internet is down right now, so I can't get to the preview magazine website. And I was like, oh, okay. She goes, what are you looking for? So I showed her the screenshot and she looked, she wrote down all the info. She emailed me the next day and she goes, I can get the figure. I just need a deposit and we're good to go.
Okay. So when we talked about this on last week's show, we weren't sure if that $49.99 price tag that was shown in the book was comic book shop cost or you as the buyer cost. Can you tell us what you paid?
You as the buyer cost.
Oh, okay. So it is a $50 figure.
It is a $50 figure. Okay. Plus tax, okay. Obviously.
Got it.
So yeah, my deposit's down and hopefully I'll have it in May or June.
Okay. Why do I see you placing an order for that figure like the people in the video shop in Clerks placing the order with Randall?
Okay, Scott, you ready for the Mattel news?
Yes. Sorry to breeze over the FTC and Funko. Those are two pretty big pieces of news from those two. But with the slew of Mattel news this week, we need to get into this.
Absolutely. So we're going to start off with the stuff that no one cares about. So Zombie Series 3, Scott.
That would be the one.
from the list that I got, I found this on Wrestling Figs from one of the mods over there. So it has the list of names and it has a product description. Favorite WWE superstar have become creature-fied. You know what they also have, Scott? They've also become peg-fied, where you can easily find them.
Yes. Floodified, if you will. Because yeah, they're flooding the market and not going away.
Why did they have to come up with Series 3? Series 1 and Series 2 still on the pegs. They're warming the pegs. Target Tito of every place.
Ugh. Here we thought the line had died, no pun intended. And it comes back from the dead, pun intended, for Series 3. Just when we thought it had gone away, here it comes again. More new figures. Ugh. Fine. If you must.
They have become creature-fied and are haunting, trolling, and scouring the department stores because they won't move.
They're true zombies.
Here's Zombie Series 3. As of right now, and of course, all these are subject to change due to something that happens, whatever it may be. This is Zombie Series 3, due out August 2018, and the price tag is going to be $14.99. There's $15 that is going to continue staying in my wallet.
Exactly.
So in this line, it is Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor, Charlotte Flair, Matt and Jeff Hardy, and Kane. Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Don't care, don't care, don't care.
Yeah, that's $14.99 too much for a figure. Again, these are the opinions of the Fully Posable podcast and not necessarily those of all of our listeners.
Right.
Just most of them.
Yep. They also have these things called Sound Slammers. It says AKA Combo Crusher feature figures. I don't know. These are also $15.
Oh, good. More gimmick figures.
Yeah. More money I can save for FTC and Elites.
And Retros.
And Retros, exactly. Sound Slammer, Cena, Reigns, Ambrose, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins. That's June 2018. Series 2 is The Miz, Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, and Bobby Roode. That is due out in August 2018. The product description on that is, get ready for an all-out brawl with WWE Combo Crusher figures. The action starts by rotating the arm on the figure and moving it to activate punching sound effects. That's great. That's what we don't need. Then rotate the leg and move figure to activate kicking sounds.
So they fist and punt.
This is what it says. Wow. Now go for the 1-2 combo crushers, punch and kick. Each figure features signature moves and phrases. Yeah, because those ones at Target are selling so great.
Yeah, the trash talkers.
Yeah, the trash talkers. Those are fantastic. Those are moving really well.
Yeah, they aren't warming the pegs.
Yep. Okay, I'm done speaking about those.
Yeah, that's about enough attention to them. Yes. I mean, obviously, we're getting the stuff that we don't really care about out of the way first, just so you guys are aware of it, and then we'll get to the meat and potatoes, the good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm already done talking about everything else, so let's get into battle packs.
Please.
Battle pack 53, I think we kind of touched on this. Carmella, James Ellsworth, Shinsuke Nakamura, Dolph Ziggler, Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy.
Yeah, let's hear it for that Jeff and Matt Hardy basic two-pack. I actually really like that. I want to see more of that.
I do too. Good call on that, dude. Battle Pack 54, due out July 2018. Breezango, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, two-pack, Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt, and Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax. I wonder if Bray Wyatt's going to be in that Sister Abigail outfit.
I certainly hope so. And then Finn Balor as a basic demon. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
And again, the date that you just gave of July 2018, that's more of like an East Coast drop date. West Coast would be closer to like December 2018.
We might see him by Toy Fair of 2019.
Possibly. That might be a reach.
Battle Pack 55. Rumored due date is September 2018. Charlotte and Becky Lynch figure 2-pack. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins 2-pack, Big Show and Big Cass, and that's about it.
Yeah, can I just say for a second, the other day, Mike the Cleaner brought up a good point that he would love to see a Rougeau's battle pack. I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't agree more. I really want, and I talked about it on quite a few podcasts ago, I think a sprinkling in of old tag teams, it adds more life to the line, which is why I mentioned with Battle Pack 53 with Matt and Jeff Hardy, it's cool to see them putting real tag teams. And then Breezango showing up in 54, I think that's great. I'm sure we'll get a Bludgeon Brothers at some point too. We'll probably get a Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. But give us some of the older tag teams. We haven't had a Rockers two-pack since that Matty exclusive. And you can't touch that thing for any reasonable price right now. And if you want them loose, forget about it. You're going to pay like $70 for those guys loose. How cool would it be to have either a Rockers or a Midnight Rockers basic battle pack? I think it would be awesome.
So I don't think the Rockers can happen due to Marty Jannetty, I think, being part of that concussion.
See, that's the other kicker, is I don't know who all is involved in that thing. And the fact that it's stopping action figures of them being made is just, it's sad. It's really killing what Mattel can do. And I mean, I understand those guys, you know, this is their livelihood. I get it. As a collector, though, just completely being 100% selfish right now, it really sucks that I can't get a British Bulldogs 2-pack, a Rougeau's 2-pack, a Killer Bees, a Demolition in basic form. I'm fine with them being on a basic battle pack. I'm totally cool with that because those are easy to purchase, $20, and you can crack them open, throw them in your ring, and start building up your old school collection. I wish that they would sprinkle those in more, like when they did the Hart Foundation. I loved it. They were in the black and the blue. I thought it was great. I know you weren't a fan of the Brett sculpt, but I just want to see more of that. I want to see a sprinkling in of like older tag teams or older feuds. Like when they did Shawn and Diesel, loved it. Thought it was great. I just want to see more of that sprinkled into future battle packs. And now I'll step down from my soapbox.
To kind of counterpoint that, if you remember, they put in the Bushwhackers and the Bushwhackers sat on the pegs. There was that one series. It was Bushwhackers, Vince and Austin, and Enzo and Cass. You couldn't find Enzo and Cass, but you could find Vince and Austin. You could find Bushwhackers everywhere under the sun.
Well, okay, but then to counter that a little bit, those Bushwhackers weren't great. The faces were really bad on those, dude, and we talked about that. The faces were bad. They did not really look like the Bushwhackers.
Okay, I can kind of give that to you, but then you also have the Brett and Jim in their blue and black, and those are also been peg warmers a little bit.
Yeah, to an extent, but
don't get me wrong. I love old school tag teams, and man, the first time they put out a Rock and Roll Express or any two pack like that, dude, I'm going to go bonkers. But I got to call a spade. When I went to Walmart and when I went to Target, I saw Bushwhackers everywhere. When I go to Walmart, I see Brett and Jim everywhere.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It sucks. If anything, just, I don't know, short pack them, make them fewer per case, especially like in that one series you mentioned, Enzo and Cass. If they had made like two fewer Bushwhackers in the case and stuck in an extra Enzo and Cass, that might have not been so bad. Because you couldn't find Enzo and Cass anywhere. At least you gave people a good shot of finding them.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Now they, at some point they became more plentiful, but it just sucks. I just like having the older figures, which is why I'm so thankful for the Elite and Basic Flashback series that Walmart has been getting.
I love that SummerSlam series or Flashback series that they have out right now.
Oh, it's so great. I'm still on the hunt for Yoko too, by the way.
Still?
Oh yeah, I haven't found him yet.
Oh dude, okay.
Yeah, thank I'm still for... hunting that Yoko.
You have a birthday coming up.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Basic 84. Finn Balor, Naomi, Dean Ambrose, Rusev, and Kevin Owens. The cool thing about Rusev is he's going to be coming out on Rusev Day.
Yes, absolutely. No matter what day you find him, he'll be coming out on Rusev Day. That's the day you'll find him.
And on the list, it says core action figure. So core is basically another word for basic.
Yes, core equals basic. That's figure math. You can't argue with it. It's science.
Skyance. I know what I meant to bring up. So if you notice on the figures that I gave you Saturday when I gave you the Sergeant Slaughter and the, what was the other one?
Ted DiBiase.
If you notice, their arms in the shoulder area is one piece compared to the old basics where they did have the movable shoulder joint.
Yes.
So if I pop these things open, I actually understand why people were kind of upset about that when Bill announced that at San Diego Comic-Con. I was like, that's kind of weak. I didn't like the one-piece arm. I actually understood why people were upset about that.
Yeah, kind of janky.
Yeah, dude. I was kind of messing with Rick Rude and Bob Orton, and I'm like, ooh, now I actually understand why people were kind of upset about this. I get it now.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
I'm not going to put up a stink. I don't pop the figures out, nor do I hardly ever buy basics, but... Back to the page, Basic 85, John Cena, Alexa Bliss, Seth Rollins, Bobby Roode, Enzo. Oh, whoa. Ooh, sorry about that.
Yeah. And what's funny about that is that was previously Austin Aries. So the third name
Yeah, on the list it says it was previously supposed to be Austin Aries, so they swapped in Enzo Amore, and yeah, we all know what happened there.
Yes, so that'll probably be subbed out with another figure.
Basic 86, supposed to be out by July 2018. Miz, Jason Jordan, Dean Ambrose, Bayley, and AJ Styles. By the way, get better, Jason Jordan.
Yes, please, soon.
If you're listening at home.
Yeah, Jason Jordan, if you've decided to binge on the Fully Posable podcast, welcome, and get better soon.
Basic 87, due out August 2018. Kurt Angle, Cesaro, Sheamus, Kalisto, Carmella, and Elias.
Ooh, yes. Nice.
Basic 88, The Rock, Charlotte, Tozawa, Dolph Ziggler, and Roman Reigns. And Basic 89, again, these could all change, due out October 2018. John Cena, Sasha Banks, Baron Corbin, Chad Gable. So, Scott, we're about to get in the meat and potatoes. You ready for these?
Yes, I am.
So, Elite 59. Again, this was a list that was found on Wrestling Figs forums. It was shared with us. Elites 59. Flashback Kurt Angle, which I'm stoked about. Chad Gable, Jason Jordan, Zack Ryder, The Miz, and Finn Balor. What do you think? Which Zack Ryder do you think they're going to go with, dude?
I'm going to guess that that's the American Zack Ryder when he based his gear off of Great American Bash Sting.
Oh, that's right. Good call, dude.
I'm going to guess that that is the Zack. I mean, unless they decide to do like a network exclusive, I'm going to guess that that's the Zack Ryder coming out in Elite 59.
That's right. That's right. I forgot all about that, man.
That's why you keep me around.
The Miz and Finn Balor. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's a great series. Absolutely. I
wonder which Finn Balor they're going to go with. You think they're going to put him in his jacket, like the ringside exclusive?
I think so. I think that's the one that makes the most sense from where he is now anyway, unless they decide to do like a SummerSlam paint job on him. But I think really the Finn without paint at this point is the way to go.
Elites 60, due out July 2018. John Cena. Oh, another John Cena.
I can't believe it.
Elite Collection Triple H figure. It was supposed to be previously Kevin Owens, but swapped in Triple H. Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods. It was supposed to be Aleister Black.
That's a fair trade, right? We were going to get an Aleister Black, but here we go. We get another Xavier Woods.
Well, we'll kind of get into that in a sec. I think I have I know the reason why they switched out the two.
Stay tuned, listeners. Don't shed tears yet.
The Drifter, Elias Sampson. Now that's one that I'm waiting for.
Absolutely.
And a Flashback, Andre the Giant. I wonder which Andre they're going to go with.
Dude, what Andre haven't they put out yet?
Actually, I saw a picture today, WrestleMania 2, where he was wearing the yellow.
Oh, nice. Dude, I'm a big fan of that. Yes, that's awesome. And I'm going to buy it, open it, and stick him in my WrestleMania 2 ring that you got me for Christmas.
No, what you need to do is you need to get the Bret and Jim battle pack and have it where he throws out the Heart Foundation as the last two.
That's right. They were wearing blue then, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Looks like I'm buying that battle pack. One less you'll find out there on the pegs.
Elite 61, due out September 2018. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, a Big E that will round out the New Day from Elite 60, and Shane McMahon. Elite 62, October 2018. By the way, did you have anything regarding Elite 61?
I love that they're putting out Breezango in the same series. I think that that's great. And I'm wondering what AJ they're going to, what costume he's going to be in or what outfit.
He's got different colors all the time. He's like the new Cena, except cooler.
Way cooler. Yeah. Real interesting. And Shane McMahon, too. They just did a Shane, like a recent looking Shane. So interesting. Maybe just another recent Shane.
Elite 62, due out October 2018. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Dude Love, Authors of Pain, Akam and Rezar, and I think this one's going to be swapped out, but the gentleman that just got released that has the initials EA.
Yes, that's definitely going to get swapped out, but dude, how cool is that? Elite, Authors of Pain. It's blowing my mind how cool these things are going to look. They're going to have the helmets, the mesh, I'm guessing, the mesh that goes over. They're just, the costume, they're just going to look so awesome. I can't wait for Elite, Authors of Pain. So excited about those two coming out.
I know, dude. I'm excited. Hopefully you get the heads right on this one.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Please make a very clear Akam and Rezar please.
And Dude Love.
Yes, finally. Everybody's been clamoring for that figure, and here it is. Finally, Elite 62.
So, Scott, that is it for the Elites that are coming out.
Super excited. Dude, we're getting an Elias.
Oh, I know. That's the one I'm so stoked about, dude. Almost out of all of them, looking back at the list.
Yes.
I think the Drifter Elias, he's going to have the guitar. He's going to have the scarf. Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Possibly a molded vest of some type.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah. Or at least a molded shirt. I'm guessing.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. So scarf, shirt, guitar, a perfect figure. That's one you probably have to buy two of because you know you want to open one.
Yeah, probably. I got to put that on the loose figure shelf.
Or buy two and have the editor open one.
The other one I'm excited about is the Flashback Kurt Angle.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so is that going to be bald Kurt Angle?
Yes.
And, okay, got it. Dude, how cool would it be if it was like 06 Kurt Angle from like One Night Stand?
I'm saying yes because that's what I believe is I think it's going to be bald Kurt Angle, but
well, they
don't
just
know.
Did his entrance great and he had hair, so I'm pretty sure it would be a bald Kurt Angle or even like a WrestleMania 19 Kurt Angle.
I would love a WrestleMania 19 Kurt Angle.
I would too. That was a cool singlet he wore at that one. That would be awesome.
That's where Brock did the shooting star headbutt.
Exactly. And you could package Kurt Angle with that title too.
Oh, that's a good call, huh?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm sure we'll find out more too coming up at a Toy Fair this month in New York and then obviously at Comic-Con in San Diego in July. We'll know a lot more. We'll see a lot more.
Retros. So this is supposed to be due out March, April. This will be Series 4 overall. This will be Finn Balor, Ric Flair, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. We've seen those all. Kevin Owens will have the fight. Is it the Fight Owens fight shirt?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Finn Balor, that's the one that I'm not a fan of. Ric Flair looks fantastic.
Yes, he does.
And Sammy looks cool, too. Are you getting all of those, or what are you going to do on those?
Yeah, I'll definitely get all of those. Really, the only ones I've passed on so far, well, I haven't found Rock, Kane, or Mankind. If I find them, I'm buying them. But the only one I've seen that I passed on was Goldberg.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't want a no-teeth Goldberg, no-glove Goldberg, so I'm passing on him for sure. What I don't like is they've now kind of renumbered the series. So you mentioned that this is Retro Series 4, but it's actually Retro App Wave number 2.
Which
stop
is
confusing. Yeah, stop confusing it. This is Wave 4, or Series 4, so just stop. Don't confuse things. Keep it in order, please. Otherwise, people's OCD are going to go into overdrive.
Look, we know you guys want to push that app. We get it. But it's Series 4. It's Series 5. It's not Retro App Wave number 3. Scratch that.
Yeah,
get
stop
that.
It.
Stop that. No. That's a no. Stop
yeah,
it,
stop
Mattel.
It. Bad Mattel. Heel.
You go lay on your pillow and you think about what you did. So this is Retro Series number 5. Projected date is May 2018. Big E, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, Macho Man, Randy Savage. So that series I thought was number 4, but on this list it said it was number 5.
Right, and we actually talked about this series last week.
The Retro Ring is due out June 2018. Now, the Retro Ring, you can pre-order on Amazon for $20.99. Or if you want the Retro Ring a month and a half earlier, you can pre-order it on Ringside Collectibles for, let's just say $30, $29.99. Or if you use the Fully Posable discount code, it'll take 10% off.
Save yourself 10%.
Yep. How bad do you want that ring? Do you want it so bad that you have to have it a month and a half early? It's up to you, but you make that call. I'm cool with paying the $20.99 on Amazon, honestly.
Yeah, I can wait. But here's the catch. If you don't pre-order it, the cost goes up on Amazon to what Ringside is charging for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I was reading on Twitter is that the price goes up.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So you actually save some money by doing the pre-order on Amazon. And then it's set to go up at a certain date that you can't pre-order it anymore at that $20 price tag or $21 price tag that you just mentioned.
I may have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great deal. I mean, $21 for that ring. I think people were expecting at least 30. So that's quite a savings.
And they did mention that the belt does not come with the ring, right?
So I didn't see that. So in the picture, it looks like just the Universal belt is included. But yeah, it doesn't say that anywhere on the package. No mention of an Undertaker figure that comes with it. So apparently the belts are getting released somehow. We just don't know how. Dude, how cool would it be if they did like a belt pack?
Ooh, that would be sick.
Yeah, you do like a Raw belt pack and then a SmackDown belt pack. It comes with all the titles on that promotion. Oh, dude, that would be so great.
Series number 6, July 2018 is the projected date. Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, Shinsuke Nakamura, and a second Sting. That second Sting is him in Wolfpack, I believe.
That'll probably be the next one that I pass on.
I don't blame you. That's another one I don't blame you on. Shinsuke, I can't wait for. Looks cool. Bray, also, Bray's actually really good. The more I look at that figure, I'm like, man, they really did a good job on that Bray.
Yeah, they did do a good job. Are you seeing, just to kind of jump off topic a little bit, are you seeing anything so far? And of course, we haven't held the figures to inspect them, but are you seeing any retros that are going to show up in your top 10 list? Early projections.
For this year?
Yes.
No.
Same here. And that's a little bit disappointing because of how good that Kane Series 2 was. That kind of set the bar, in my opinion. That kind of set the bar for all of the future retros to come out. But so far, the shots that I've seen, the figures that I've seen pictures, I just don't see it yet.
I know. And what do you think it is? Is it missing something that the Hasbros had, or what do you think?
I can't put my finger on it, dude. I really can't. I don't know yet. I can't put my finger on why none of these are like leaping to the forefront of my favorite figures list so far for this year. And again, all we've seen are pictures and then drawings on the back of the ring box. I can't put my finger on it, but that might change once we actually see the figures on the pegs. Oh, okay. This figure looks way better now that I've seen it, you know, and it's not a drawing or a picture of it. Now that I'm actually holding the figure, it's a game changer. That might happen. But so far, I'm with you. Nothing is cracking my top 10 list.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you, dude. It's quite disappointing. Like you said, that Kane figure was so good.
Yes.
And I'm reading over this list, and another disappointing thing is there's no females.
Yes, super disappointing. And that was one of my favorite parts of this line coming out. I'm like, great, Mattel is such a fan of making female figures. I mean, they've created a female in line, standalone line, that we don't have a female yet, and we're about to go into, what, 6, 7, 8 series on this thing? That's really disappointing.
I'm about to announce Series 7, which is in October, and there's still not a female to be mentioned.
Not one.
So Series number 7, October 2018, Randy Orton, The Rock, Kalisto, and Sheamus. Are you passing on that whole series, Scott?
No, I'll be buying all 4 of those.
Oh, you will?
Absolutely, yeah. What? There's no reason for me not to buy any of those. I like all those guys.
You seemed really disappointed by Kalisto a couple weeks ago, but...
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a cool-looking figure. My disappointment was just, okay, you have a whole list of guys you could make, and 7 series in, you're making a Kalisto? I don't know if that's a great selection. I might have gone with somebody else, but, you know, I don't work for Mattel. What do I know? Just a guy with a podcast.
Here's the rest of the names. We don't know which series they'll be coming out in that are already lined up for 2018. There's going to be a John Cena, a second John Cena. The gentleman with the initials EA, or as Brian Breaker said on our show when we had him on as a special guest, I think that was around episode 20-something. He wanted to call himself Esteban Apples. If he goes on to the indies, dude, I hope he changes his name to Esteban Apples, dude.
Or if he becomes a male stripper, that would be a great name for him.
Oh, man. I don't know how many women will actually want to go see that.
I say with that guy, chances are good that figure will not see the light of day and will immediately be placed into Zack Ryder's personal collection.
Bill's just handing it over to Zach.
Yeah, he's like, here's the figure that we took the pictures of. Here's the prototypes. Here's the sculpts.
From now on, we cannot say his name. We should just call him Esteban Apples, dude.
Yeah, Esteban Apples, fans. That is Enzo Amore's name moving forward.
EA.
EA, yes. Sorry.
Second Undertaker, Chris Jericho. Now, hold on a second. We just mentioned that no figure can crack the top 10. Let's see what that Chris Jericho can do.
Yeah, it looks like it has a molded on scarf.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm going to hold out hope that that may be the one that can crack the top 10 this year.
That could be the game changer. We'll see.
It could.
So we put an asterisk next to him.
Right. Big Cass and Shawn Michaels. We also have a couple of entrance grades to announce. June 2018. Bobby Roode. Now, that one is going to be sick, dude. Cannot wait for that one.
I can't even imagine how good that figure is going to be.
Right, right.
I mean, with the NXT belt, the robe, just glorious.
Well, that's if he comes with the NXT belt.
He absolutely 100% should be packaged with the NXT belt and a robe.
The next one I'm going to announce, due out September 2018, entrance great Finn Balor. Kind of curious which outfit they'll put him in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you go with his first entrance into NXT?
Well, then that's just like his Elite 41.
Yeah. What's left? SummerSlam this year?
Yeah.
See, now that they've scaled back on how often he comes out as the Demon, that cuts down on how many Demon figures you can produce without, you know, double dipping, so to speak. So, I don't know on that one.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I will be, whatever it is, I'll be getting both. I know that for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting Roode and Finn Balor. SummerSlam 2018 Basics and Elites, due out June 2018. There's going to be, well, they called these core figures, which is basically basics.
Yes, that's figure math. Core equals basic. It's science.
John Cena, Kurt Angle, Ric Flair, Shane McMahon, Shinsuke Nakamura, Roman Reigns. Those are all the basic core figures. And for Elite figures, it's going to be Elite Edge. Wow.
Yes.
Then Elite Matt Hardy, which cool. Yep. And then they haven't come up with figure 3 and figure 4 yet.
I'm super excited for figure number 4, dude.
Why? Because it's a figure 4?
Yes. Very good.
You like how I pieced 2 and 2 together on that one?
Very good, Jeff.
Thank you.
Very good, Jeff. You're quick tonight, loose cannon.
I wouldn't say I hit Brian Pillman status.
Well, to each their own opinion.
Moving on to WWE Elite Flashback Walmart exclusives. Now, this is supposed to be Series 2. Paul Bearer, Dude Love, Ricky Steamboat, Dusty Rhodes. Dude, Ricky and Dusty, you have no idea how excited I am for.
Well, here, let's pump the brakes a second. What Elite Dusty Rhodes are they going to release? Because we've already gotten Polka Dot Dusty as a basic. We've already gotten the best Dusty Rhodes figure ever made in Elite form that came with the Target exclusive ring.
Yep.
What Dusty could this be? Unless it's like a Bunkhouse Brawl? Or what was the... That was Bunkhouse Brawl, right? Those Battle Royals they used to have, and then they put all the winners in a cage. Maybe a Bunkhouse Brawl Dusty?
I don't know why, but I see a cowboy hat being packaged in with this, and I'm going to say that he... Man, I don't think they're going to go back to his Florida days.
I wouldn't mind that at all, to be honest with you. You go like a really, really old school Dusty. So like the era before the last one that they put out with the ring, I'm totally okay with that.
What if they, because I remember a few interviews where he was wearing like a blue robe and it wasn't a cowboy hat. It was like a, I don't want to even call it a fedora.
It was like a Sami Zayn hat.
Yeah. Maybe they can put out that one. But man, that's obscure.
Very obscure. Very obscure. Or it's just a re-release of the one that came with the ring.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, maybe some different colored trunks or some different colored boots or something, and you still throw the big gold belt in with them. I mean, look, it's still going to move, you know, because you can't touch that ring now for less than like $40 or $50. So maybe they just re-release that figure.
Anyway, it's getting got.
Definitely. Even if it's an elite version of the SummerSlam basic they released last year, that would still be amazing.
Ricky Steamboat, I hope he's in his white gi or his WrestleMania 3 outfit.
I would even be okay with the WCW Ricky Steamboat.
Like the green tights?
Or yeah, in the green tights or like a late 80s, early 90s NWA Ricky Steamboat. That would be awesome as well. If they can put the big gold belt with them for when he and Flair were clashing for that thing. Oh my gosh, dude. That would be amazing. I would love to have that Steamboat.
Or they can make the WrestleMania 3 and you compare them up with the defining moment Macho Man.
That would be great too. I'm totally okay with that. Yep. That basically dashes all my hopes of a two-pack, but that's okay.
Do love probably a tag title?
Maybe. That's really cool, though. We have the announcement of two Dude Love Elites.
I know that we had one audio question. I think it was from Elroy Prepson. I want to say he sent in one where he's like, where's the love for Dude Love? And you're getting
Here
it now,
go.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, all the dude love you can handle. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does it all mean, Basil?
So this one I popped for, dude. I'm so excited for it. Heartbreak Hotel exclusive. Now, remember last week when I mentioned Doink the Clown with Leg Lamp and you joked around and said it was his appearance on Christmas Story?
Right.
Well, it wasn't from his appearance on Christmas Story.
Yeah, I was mistaken.
It is now going to be part of the Heartbreak Hotel exclusive. So it's going to be Shawn Michaels. He'll be with Vest. Razor Ramon. Doink the Clown. And first time ever, Alundra Blaze with women's title. Now, here's the thing. When I put the list together, it was those four, and then it was a few spaces below, and there was four other names that were announced. Now, I don't believe that these go to the Heartbreak Hotel. I think this is going to just be another series, possibly. What do you think, Scott?
It could, because I don't see how three of the four names you're going to announce even fit with that era. So I'm going to guess that these are part of a different series.
Yeah,
I just
don't
know where they fall in.
There was no other series mentioned. It was under the Heartbreak Hotel exclusives, but when you looked at the names, it was the first four. It was the Michaels, Razor, Doink, and Alundra Blaze. But then a few, like somebody hit enter twice and then announced these next four names.
Without announcing what series they're in, but there's only one of these four names that would fit with the Heartbreak Hotel exclusive. Now, here's the thing. Does each figure come with like a piece of the set?
That's what I'm thinking.
So this would almost be like an Epic Moments broken down into four figures.
Pretty much. Now, here's the crazy thing. You would need the bed that Michaels used to lay on.
Yes.
You would, Doink's coming with the leg lamp. You would need the set.
Yep. Like the sign.
Yeah, that would be a few pieces.
Yes. That would work, though.
Yeah, maybe you can't fit that into four.
Dude, okay. Now, as figure collectors and fans of wrestling, our minds start to race. Like, okay, dude, what other sets could they make?
Piper's Pit.
Piper's Pit is definitely one of the ones that jumps into your mind. But, you know, they're making Paul Bearer figures. They could do the Paul Bearer set.
The Funeral Parlor.
The Funeral Parlor. They could do the Brother Love set.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, dude. The guys that do the figure photography, ring skirts specifically, must be losing their mind right now with the opportunities to get all of these sets made and just be able to just go crazy with the figure photography. I am so excited about this concept. Mattel, you are speaking my language right now.
Oh, yeah, dude. You guys are pushing all of our buttons over here, man.
Absolutely.
In a good way.
yeah, not in a bad way.
So here are the four other names that were not attached to this, but anyways, it's Roddy Piper, Vader, Mabel, and RVD. Now, it was crazy. I thought Mabel was part of the concussion lawsuit, but I guess not.
Yeah, so do we get to hold out hope now for a Men on a Mission 2-pack? Even in basic battle pack form?
Maybe. I don't know what's going on with Mo.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it all comes down to his contract, too.
Good point. Well, screw it. Just throw Oscar in there. Who cares? Just give us Men on a Mission.
Please?
Yeah.
So here's the... by the way, which ones are you getting out of those?
Well, if it's a Heartbreak Hotel set builder, all of them. Absolutely Alundra. That was the one that immediately jumped off the page for me. But if it's building a set, all four of them.
Yeah. And then for the other ones that... I've already got the Roddy Piper Hall of Fame. I don't need it. Vader, I may snag. Mabel, I'll snag. RVD, I can pass.
Yeah, probably just Mabel for me. I've already got figures of the other ones, and they're all signed too, but I could use a Mabel in the set for sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to display the leg lamp at Christmas and say it was from his time on Christmas Story.
And then the editor will come break it?
Probably.
Yeah, you are displaying that in the window.
Fragile.
Fragile.
WWE Flashback Basic Walmart Exclusive. And Scott, here's the great part. It's a J.J. Dillon Build-A-Figure.
How awesome is that?
It will be J.J. Dillon's first figure, dude.
I am losing my mind over here. I opened up the Four Horsemen set and was like, man, if they could have done five figures, how great would it be to have a J.J. Dillon? Well, Now they're giving you a Build-A-Figure J.J. Dillon. This is so awesome. Again, to the figure photography, you'll have a J.J. Dillon, not a custom, but a legit, a Mattel J.J. Dillon to throw in with your Four Horsemen. Snap away. I can't wait to see the pictures that are going to come out on, that are going to come out on this thing. So awesome.
So again, this was another one of those. There was four figures, and then there was a bunch of names below. So for the J.J. Dillon Build-A-Figure, it will be Ric Flair, and his head scan will be from WWE Hall of Fame Target exclusive Four Horsemen 4-pack.
Yep.
Lex Luger, Sting, and from what they said, it will be his head scan from the TNF Bash at the Beach 3-pack.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't mind it, dude. It's cool. Whatever.
Well, see, what I was hoping for in this is that we would get the Sting and Luger like Funko Pops are just about to make. The Sting with the little ponytail in the back. You know, pick a different color. I know we just got the throwback Sting, and that's great. But, dude, I can't have enough throwback Stings in my collection. Pick a different color. Put them in it. I'm a happy camper. And then Luger from the late 80s run, I think that'd be an awesome-looking figure. I just don't know what it's going to look like yet.
And Booker T. Now, those were the first four names. And then, again, just like for the Heartbreak Hotel exclusive, it looked like somebody hit enter a few times. Here were the rest of the names. 123 Kid. Okay. Beth Phoenix. I was kind of excited about that one.
Awesome.
Mankind, The Godfather, Rocky Maivia, Shane McMahon, and The Big Show. So, everyone, get excited over J.J. Dillon, because we are over here, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that was the one that I popped biggest for out of this whole list, which is surprising because Ricky Steamboat's on there, but finally a J.J. Dillon figure to put with your horseman.
Absolutely. And last bit of news that we had was more elites on the way. Now, we don't know which series. These were just random names that were just thrown out there that were mentioned that are coming out. Ron Simmons, it'll be his 93 WCW title run. He'll have the headband and WCW world title, which...
That's, dude, that is going to be an awesome figure. That's one I'll probably buy and open.
And you know what? That's one little tidbit that Mattel did better than Jax. For that Jax Classic Ron Simmons with world title, he didn't have the headband and he came with the big gold belt. Didn't they switch over to that other style of belt in 93?
Yes, I believe they did.
It was the one that Vader carried around.
Yes.
I thought Ron Simmons carried that belt.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at pictures now that you mentioned it, but I thought it was different.
Jake Roberts, he'll be in blue attire with a new head scan. Jim Duggan will have a new head scan. And here's the one that I'm going bonkers over, Scott.
Yes.
Elite Bret Hart, he'll be in his King of the Ring 1993 attire with crown and scepter. Dude, perfect. That's a perfect way to end the segment. I am happy as can be, dude. This is making up for the awful Elite Bret 43 with that horrible face scan. You guys are hitting all my senses with this one, man. I'm so stoked.
Okay, here's the kicker.
No kicker.
What if it has that Bret scan you don't like as the head?
Oh, dude. Oh, no.
Are you going to get your torch and pitchfork and march over to Mattel and raise hell?
I'm pretty sure I'll be in line for that one, dude.
I'm putting the over-under at 4 that you'll be purchasing.
At
you're
going
to purchase 4 of... Yeah. You're either I'm saying you're going to purchase over 4 of those Bret Hart figures.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Like every time you find one, you're going to buy one.
Yeah, I know. If I can find one, because this is going to be a tough figure to get, dude.
I agree with you. That is going to be a tough one to find because there's a lot of Bret Hart fans out there. But dude, that is going to be amazing. I'm definitely going to buy one and I will go see Bret the next time he does a signing. That would be a beautiful figure to get signed.
Again, we don't know what series these are coming out in. Those four names that I just announced, we don't know when those will be out. But for that Elite Bret Hart, hopefully soon.
One thing we did not mention, the WWE SmackDown Live main playset.
Oh, go for it.
So here is the description for the WWE SmackDown Live main playset. Price tag is $109.99, so same as the Raw ring that came with Goldberg. Product description says, get realistic big action with this WWE authentic scale ring featuring authentic WWE logo. Made with ProTension technology and a breakthrough mat, its impressive 14 inches across size means the arena can be fully loaded with WWE figures for big battle action sold separately. Get this WWE authentic scale ring and have an all-out body slam and high-flying rumble. So, figure sold separately and $110? So wait a second. This is going to be the Raw ring, but in SmackDown form minus the figure?
That's going to be interesting because the Goldberg thing is basically what pushed that other ring.
Exactly. So unless they meant that all of the figures you throw in are going to be sold separately except for one that comes with the ring, if they don't put a figure with the ring, that's going to be a tough sell, especially since they just had the Raw one.
Who would they put in from SmackDown? I mean, they have 90 different AJ Styles already.
Good question, dude. The Rock? I mean, they've released a ton of him, too. A Shinsuke? Maybe?
I don't know, dude. This is going to be a tough one, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, unless they come out with a whole new AJ and one you can only get with that ring.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. I mean, a Rock figure would make sense. You know, you mentioned a rock figure last week in a checkered shirt. Maybe that one?
I don't know, dude. Even if it's the Rock, it would be a tough sell because, again, there's so many Rock figures.
Exactly. Yeah, it's tough to think who they would put into that set unless there's a surprise guy coming at WrestleMania that we don't know about yet that they're already starting to make a figure of, like Batista or I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know who you put in that ring to help sell that $110 price tag, but we'll find out.
Scott, that is the news. And it's funny, we haven't even hit Toy Fair yet.
No, we have not hit Toy Fair. But here's the good news is you have a rough sketch here of some of the figures that you might see at Toy Fair. So there you go. Look for some of these guys.
Scott, we welcome the TNA Toy Biz line. Thanks to James Frank for recommending this. We're going to hit the TNA Marvel Toy Biz line. Scott, what do you think?
Let's talk about it.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Scott, due to my findings, we do not have a listener segment this week. I thought we did. I thought we had one question come in, but we do not.
Oh, psych. Just kidding.
Just kidding, everyone. No listener segment this week. So we're going to just round it out with the nostalgia segment since we went long on the news.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Past couple weeks, too, we've gone like hour 20, hour 15.
Yeah, if we're talking too long, we apologize. It happens.
What's funny is the very first show that we ever did, I said that we were going to try to keep it to 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
My bad.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Kind of spoke too soon on that one, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. We burst right out of the gates with nothing but lies.
Scott, the TNA Toy Biz line started in 2005. Why don't you go into it?
Yeah. Marvel TNA Toy Biz Series 1 consisted of Raven, AJ Styles, Abyss, and Jeff Jarrett. And Raven was packaged with a chair, and he had a kilt on. This would have been short hair Raven. AJ Styles was in a black vest, black trunks, and was packaged with a ladder. Abyss was in his black outfit and was packaged with a chain. And Jeff Jarrett was in his silver trunks and was packaged with a breakaway guitar and an NWA heavyweight title. And that rounds out TNA Toy Biz Marvel Series 1. And that was released right around the beginning to first quarter of 2005.
I was so stoked to have these, dude, because I was such a TNA fan.
You were the biggest TNA fan I knew. You and Sean both.
It's funny how 13 years have elapsed, dude. I started watching TNA, or Sean and I started getting the weekly pay-per-views back in 2003.
I remember that.
And we would watch every Wednesday. They were only $10.
Yeah.
So split between two people, $20 a month just to watch TNA. I was okay with that, dude. And then you had great tag teams like America's Most Wanted, and then you had Elix Skipper and Christopher Daniels, and
yep.
It was just so much fun to watch. It was like, it was great. I loved watching it, and they came up with different concepts. Not all of it was great, but I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed everything.
Yeah, and you got to see CM Punk get his start there.
Yep, exactly. So it was so much fun watching, and then they got the Fox Sports Channel contract, and then they believe they got the TNN.
Yeah, one of the, I forget which one. I think it was TNN.
TNN came to Spike Channel or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, dude, then we got these figures in 2005, and I went bonkers. I did get the Jarrett, did get AJ, had to have AJ, and got, oh, and got Raven. And it was funny about these, dude, is I was thinking, I was like, man, I've got to find that AJ, or I'm not going to ever find that AJ ever again, because I was thinking it was like the Jax Classics. You know, you saw it one time, you weren't going to see it again for certain figures.
Yeah, you had to pick it up right then.
So when I found that AJ, I was like, oh, got to grab AJ. And I snagged it. But one of the things is TNA wasn't that big over on the West Coast.
Right.
That collector side in me was like, got to get AJ, like immediately. Grabbed AJ, grabbed Jarrett, grabbed Raven. And then I started to see AJ, Jarrett, Raven, and Abyss everywhere.
That was the tone for all the future releases of these until they became that stores weren't getting multiple shipments of the same series. They would maybe get one, and then they were gone. And at that point, every figure became super scarce. That was later on in the line. But yeah, the initial batch of guys, you could find those on the pegs forever. And the great thing was is they did single packs, they did two packs, and later on down the line, they did big 12-inch figures as well that looked really, really good.
Got that AJ. That thing is awesome.
Yeah, that's such a great piece. They were a little bit different. They weren't in scale with the Jax figures at the time. These were a little bit smaller. The posability was a little bit different on them, but they came with accessories. It was just, it was different. It was like TNA itself, and it was just different from WWE, and their figures looked a little bit different. But man, you're right, Jeff. On the West Coast, these things were just peg cloggers. They didn't really move that well at all.
I thought they were, they weren't in scale with Jax, but I thought they were a good scale. And yes, I bashed Toy Biz through the WCW time, and I still make fun of it to this day, but with these figures, they really made up for them. And that was just because of quality. They did well on them, and I thought they were really, really good. The AJ was good. The Raven was good. Abyss was fantastic, even though I passed on it. The Abyss was fantastic, and that was nailed for a first figure.
Yeah, I agree. I think the figure out of the set that gave you the most bang for your buck was the Jarrett. You got the breakaway guitar accessory, but most of all, you got that NWA belt. And getting that, I thought, was a major piece.
My favorite figure out of this first set was Abyss. I thought the Abyss figure was fantastic. I really liked it. The Raven was excellent, too, with the tattoo kind of down the chest.
Yes.
The dagger through the chest kind of type deal.
Yep.
Fantastic. I thought they did excellent on this first series. Unfortunately, we did see them clogging the pegs out here on the West Coast, and they became plentiful, but they were awesome to have too. And it's funny you mentioned that 12-inch figure. I just found that, or I shouldn't say found it, but I just saw that the other day, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that thing was awesome. That huge AJ came in a big gold box. AJ had the X Division title on.
Cloth outfit.
Yep. Was it cloth or was it like a pleather, like a plastic leather?
Well, yeah, exactly. Like a, I guess pleather or like a vinyl outfit, but it wasn't molded.
It wasn't molded, exactly. It looked awesome. It's such a good piece to have, dude. And one day, hopefully, I'll get AJ to sign it. One day, hopefully.
That'll look awesome.
I love it, dude. Toy Biz, you ruined that WCW line. You crapped all over it. But you made up on this TNA line, even though it wasn't as successful as it could have been. It is a great addition to have to any collector's collection.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they're kind of in scale to what the WCW Toy Biz line was. It was like they kind of took those same ideas and that same scale and just rolled it out to TNA. Look, we were just excited that another wrestling promotion was coming out with more figures. I thought that that was really cool, and I bought some of these, even though I wasn't watching TNA as religiously as you and Sean were. I bought some of these figures as well. I believe I bought the Jarrett out of the set, and I might have purchased the AJ. I don't remember. I know Jarrett for sure, mainly because he came packaged with that title. But it was something different. These weren't in scale with the Jax, and they weren't meant to be. They kind of stood alone as their own little entity, and I thought that that was really cool. Just something different. Every figure came with an accessory, which I thought was awesome. But just again, on the West Coast, these really got flooded in our area just because, like you said, Jeff, a lot of people weren't watching TNA on the West Coast and they just clogged the pegs.
I think James Frank said it best, that these were as close to in scale as we got up until Mattel's.
Yeah.
Because you know how Jax was overly muscular and
yes.
like the wrestlers of the 80s?
Yeah. No, he's definitely right. He's definitely right.
Yeah. I have to agree with him on that one.
Yeah.
So I look forward to talking about these in the future, dude. These are awesome. And as a little surprise, we are going to have good brother Brian Breaker on next week, and I know he's excited to talk about these.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to have him on.
Yep. So again, next week, Brian Breaker will be sitting in with us. Scott, do you want to express feelings on something before we go?
Yes. From this point, we have 4 more sleeps until Peyton meets Bailey. And by the time we listen to the show, it'll be 1 more sleep until Peyton meets Bailey. And that has been occupying, I mean, aside from toy spotting, of course, and the show, that has been completely occupying most of my thoughts. I cannot wait for that moment when Peyton meets Bailey. I just, dude, maybe it's the dad in me. I don't know. I am so excited to watch her meet her hero. Like I said, this is like you and I meeting Hulk Hogan at the age of like 7 or 8 years old. It would have been amazing. Or if we got to meet Macho Man or Ricky Steamboat and she gets to meet her hero. Dude, I am so excited. I will post video. I will post pictures. Ugh, cannot wait. 10 o'clock Pacific, AM, Monday, February 12th is when it'll happen. I'll post pictures. Just super excited. And that's all I want to express feelings on.
Can I bring the mark button?
Of course. That's what it's there for.
Can I bring the mark button? And when she meets her, I'm going to be up next to your video camera. I'm going to be...
Mark.
When she starts crying,
Mark.
Oh my gosh, dude. I might have to take the mark button and smash it into 1,000 pieces if you do that. You can press it on me all day on the show, but that might warrant a mark button smashing.
No mark button smash.
You could buy another one.
Express feelings. I don't think I have anything to express feelings on.
You have no feelings?
I have no feelings. That's why when Peyton meets Bailey, I'm going to be hitting the mark button.
Loose cannon.
Mark.
No. No, I got nothing to express feelings on. Wrestling's been okay lately. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fantasy league has been a lot of fun. That thing's getting pretty close.
I'm getting nervous, dude. We've got some people on our tails, dude.
Well, that's what makes it fun. I really want it to be so that WrestleMania is the tipping point one way or the other for the outcome in this league. You know, we got a belt riding on it. There's action figures rolling on it. And I'm just super excited. It's been so much fun. It's pretty competitive. A lot of people are still in it. And WrestleMania absolutely will be the tipping point. And kudos to Jeremy for keeping score, man. That isn't easy. Nobody wanted that job, but he did it. So can't wait. WrestleMania season's coming. And this is going to determine the winner in the league. I can't wait.
We might have to make some moves.
We might. Yeah. It's when you really start to take a hard look at your roster and be like, okay, who's going to maximize points at this point? You know, who's on the free agent board? Who on my roster can I swap out? Isn't really doing much. It's a lot of studying.
Everyone, head on over to whatamaneuver.net and Pro Wrestling Tees to pick up any of our shirts, any of them, whether it be the Hasbro card back in black over at Pro Wrestling Tees or any of our past shirts at whatamaneuver.net. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes like Indy McGrath and Scott in 2 to 3 weeks. Are we going to be up on Spotify?
Yeah, we're waiting on approval. But through Podbean, we're able to put our podcast up on Spotify. There's an approval process that has to go through and they have to do some stuff. So I mean, it's a rough estimate, a ballpark, but I'm guessing in 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be up on Spotify.
And you can email us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, we went a little long in news. That's why everything else was short this week.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I did want to let the listeners know, too, if you were in on Series 1 shirt, if you wanted to get a black and white or full color print of your Hasbro likeness that Jason Wolf did, just reach out to him. at JasonWLF on Twitter. Reach out to him. Let him know, hey, I was so-and-so on the Series 1 shirt. I'd love to have a color portrait of myself, or I'd love to have a black and white photo of myself. We've been seeing a lot of guys that have been getting them lately. And wow, what an amazing job. They look fantastic. If you've ever wanted to be featured as a Hasbro, reach out to us on our DMs. Let us know. We'll include you on the Series 3 shirt. And it'll be same pricing as Series 1, $20, get you on the shirt. And afterwards, Jason will cut you a deal on getting a likeness of yourself or the likeness from the shirt in either black and white or color. And it's just, it's awesome. It's so much fun. Everybody really seemed to have fun with it. Series 2 shirt is already sold out. But if you want to jump in on Series 3, slide into our DMs. Let us know. We'll get you on that Series 3 shirt.
And when are we going to start work on Series 2?
Man, you know, we were looking at maybe doing two of these a year, but we might need to push that up a little bit since Series 2 already sold out and we're starting to get a lot of names clamoring for Series 3. Oof, Series 2 might be this summer.
Okay. We got to have more series than the zombies. That's all I know is we need more series than the zombies.
We do. So, listeners, if you hate the zombie series as much as we do, help us fill these shirts. Let us know you want to be in on Series 3. And we'll start rolling that forward. Yeah, Series 2, depending on how quickly Series 3 fills up, we might need to be doing Series 2 by this summer.
And also check out all the Extra Coolers work. And don't forget about Jacob Pollyanna. He's such a great guy. Go check out his pins. They're absolutely awesome. Scott, for episode 108, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.